Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us, our Flathead High School Vice Principal and Activities Director for now, Bryce Wilson.
Hey, guys. Bryce. Good morning.
Yeah. All yeah. I got to say is Kennedy Moore.
Yeah, Kennedy Moore.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was so funny because earlier in this month, she had asked, hey, I'm going to go do an official visit with several colleges, and she'd listed. And I knew she'd already been talking to Wake Forest. They actually came to the divisional basketball tournament and watched mm-hmm. her live.
Wow.
And so she goes, yeah, I'm going to go there. And she'd come back, and I was actually gone here and there and some of that. And so then yesterday she stopped by and she goes, hey, so, you know, has anybody ever gone to the ACC out of Bravettes? And I said, oh, no, not that I can think of. You know, there's West Virginia. Hannah Sackett went and played volleyball there. You know, there's been a few people that have gone and played different things, but not, you know, basketball, ACC, definitely not. And she goes, oh, all right. You know, and she kind of walked out and didn't really say much more. And I thought, okay, well. I said, you know, and kind of asked her how her visit went. And she kind of, you know, and shrugged. And then, then I found out with everyone else last night when she, when Wake Forest posted that she had indeed signed with them.
So she's going to go play for Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's one of the biggies.
It is. You know, and I think they see her athleticism and that transfers well. And, you know, I think they see something that they can build on her and build with her shooting ability. Definitely, they, you know, I think you saw it in the paper where they talked about, you know, she can play the four, but that's really a stretch four position where she can mm-hmm. take you outside and make that shot. She's a good rebounder, very athletic, and so they think that she can go inside and get those rebounds. And pretty exciting.
All right. And that's a terrific academic opportunity for her, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Has she said what she wants to major in?
I have not heard what she wants to major in, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd been tracking and talking with her, and, you know, several other schools had been looking at her. And I knew Wake Forest was one that was a possibility.
Well, you know, that may be the biggest leap that we've ever made for the girls program so far.
Yeah, and as far as the girls basketball, you know, the Tiana Johnson went and played Sac State. So mm-hmm. she played in the Big Sky.
Yeah.
And then she finished her career, I believe, at Idaho. So she played there. Her sister went and played at Arizona State in volleyball. Mm-hmm. Quinn Johnson went down there and played volleyball. So that was a, you know, big time. But, yeah, as far as D1, you know, it's right up there with Hannah Sack. It's probably been one of the most successful, like I said. Mm-hmm. She played volleyball at West Virginia, and I think she was newcomer of the year in the Big Ten the first year she was there. So, yeah, you know, it's fun to mm-hmm. see these kids, and they go out, and, you know, they're really – we're treated to amazing athletes that sometimes we take for granted here at the Flathead Valley.
Well, the athleticism is one thing, but Kennedy Moore is no slouch when it comes to academics.
No, she's not, and she's got several IB classes, and she's doing well in all those. And then to go to Wake Forest, you better be a student athlete. So
you better be a student first.
Yeah, so she'll do well. I think she's prepared well, and she's taken those classes. And again, you know, I think that I talk about the critical thinking skills that you get in our IB program, and that's going to transfer well to wherever you go. And this is another case for us to see how we do and how she does academically.
Do you think maybe the fact that she's an IB student played into her being accepted at Wake Forest?
You know, it couldn't hurt. I mean, and I think that, you know, I don't know, you know, obviously they look at all the her GPA, they look at the ACT scores and all that stuff. And I think that that all, you know, adds up to obviously somebody that they wanted to recruit.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Kennedy Moore. You did well for us. Now go do well for them.
Exactly. Yeah, and she's still, you know, participating in track. She's already state qualified in the high jump. And so it'll be exciting. And hopefully, you know, we've gotten her to do a few other events in the past, and I don't know if she will or not, but, you know, she definitely has some skill, and she's gonna do well.
Now don't get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good piece right there. Don't get hurt. But, you know, and just speaking of track, we'll stay on that for a little bit. You know, the Tuesday we had crosstown track meet mm-hmm. and the boys and the girls from the Flathead side swept Glacier on both accounts. Mm. So I noticed, you know, that they are doing very well. We've had some incredible runners, jumpers that are qualified on the boys' side. Hmm. They have a real chance to be top three this year, John.
Really?
They are loaded. And they really, you know, I was talking to one of the boys on the way over here, and he talked about he did winter track season. And Whitefish has a club. They have a winter track club, and he was part of that, Stumptown Track. And, you know, turns out several of our other kids did it as well. And he's just gotten faster. And he's, you know, I think his 100 time is one of the fastest in the state. Wow. Our 4x100, John, is so fast. They're talking about it's like the fastest flathead time ever.
Really?
Yes. They have set the fastest flathead 4x100 time ever. It's been a few years. I mean, flathead's got some quite the history and quite the amount of athletes that have come through. So to get that record already, it's pretty exciting. I think that they have a chance to maybe get under 42, which would be pretty exciting.
How do you learn to run faster?
There's several things. I mean, they practice running fast. If you want to be fast, you got to practice to be fast. But they, you know, they do some plyometrics. They do different things like that to get those muscles firing, the quick firing muscles. And, but they do, you know, they talk about, you know, you've got to run fast to be fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking about that when you were talking about it. For a long time, they didn't think anybody would ever break the 4-minute mile.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it just keeps getting faster and faster.
Well, you know, that's what I've seen. I think no matter what the race, you almost feel like they're at a dead out sprint.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no, like, you know, the, you know, I even think back and, you know, way back in my day, you know, even the 800 maybe, you know, it was so strategic of, you know, how much time, and you kind of over, you jogged the first lap and then you took off when you thought you could make the rest of the way. There's not really that, that doesn't happen anymore. I mean, the top runners are in so good of condition. It is, you know, a 90% of the sprint all the time. And then it's 100% of the sprint when they think they can go.
The Secretariat of Track Stars.
It, you know? It really is. And, you know, you look at the, even the mile or the 3,200, which is the close to the 2 mile, just a little bit more. They are out there and they're running, and it's, you know, that 4-minute mile, you know, some of our kids, boy, they're, you know, they run 1600 here in Montana. We don't run the mile, and they're in the fours. You know, the really top kids are getting, you know, they'll break the 5-minute mark for that. And it's impressive.
Well, that 400, that used to be a 400-yard sprint or a 400-meter sprint.
Right.
And they said, well, the 800, you could, you know, you could pace yourself. Forget it.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow. And that's got to be a grinder.
Yeah, it is. And you just see our kids, and it's just, they're at full sprint that whole time. And, you know, and then we've got some other kids, you know, why I say that they could possibly get a trophy and maybe even win state is we've got Jacob Dalzell. He's a 6'6 high jumper.
Yeah.
You know, you got Will Hohensteiner, who is, you know, little a sub 50 in the 400.
Wow.
You know, and he's a sophomore. And then we have like five kids jumping 21 feet in the long jump. We've got a triple jumper that's in the top five. You just go from, you know, and then we've got a pole vaulter that probably is going to set the flathead school record maybe this year or next in Michael Mahar. I mean, I could give name after name of an event after event of kids that are doing well. And, you know, Braden Capser I think he's throwing the jab. He was a baseball player and he's decided to come out for track his last year before he goes off and plays at Whitworth in football. And he's doing well. I mean, he's, you know, first time throwing, and he's up at close to 170 feet, I think, now.
Wow.
So it's exciting. The Braves are looking very tough. Bravettes have some good athletes as well that'll compete. I don't think they'll necessarily be competing for the top three, but they have some great kids. I mean, and Kennedy could easily win a state championship in high jump. You've got a couple other girls that are in the hurdles and things that will compete. And they'll be right there.
Yeah.
So,
fabulous. Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Crosstown softball tonight. So, we'll be up at Glacier at 3 and 5 tonight. And tennis is at versus Whitefish at 1 today. And then one of the few things as I'm finishing up my tenure as athletic director, the Flathead Way posters. So we have some posters in our hallways. We really are fortunate. We have a photographer that's working with us, Legacy Photography. And she went ahead. Shelby took all the pictures yesterday, making the posters, and then we'll put those throughout the building. They're going to be all seniors this year, as they're graduating seniors. It'll be kind of their legacy. And then, I guess it'll be up to the next AD how he wants to continue it. I thought it was a nice tribute to a senior class that's worked really hard. We didn't have a photographer that did this for the last couple of years, and so she's given back as she's now our sports photographer. And so with that, we're going to have posters up on the walls, and they have their own quote, John. It's so fun to see what they come up with and what legacy they want to, or inspiration, I should say, maybe, of what they want to pass on to the other kids at Flathead High.
Terrific. So, yeah,
it's exciting times, good stuff we're doing. And, spring sports is the difficult times. The weather, you never know. We got Archie Road coming up, not till May 4th, but that's coming up. And, again, we'll have over 1,000 athletes at that in 20 schools. Our big challenge has been the parking down at Legends.
Yeah.
So we had that time trials, and we had 9 schools. And we got everybody dropped off pretty well. Pickup was kind of rough. It's just tough because, you got those buses waiting for you, and then you kind of crowd they double park and because they're waiting for their team, and it starts blocking off the traffic there on 12th Street. So
now, is it like herding cats where the coaches say, okay, we got to get to the buses, and they go in a group?
They go in a group usually. What you have is the bus driver went and got the bus, and he thinks you're going to be there in 5 minutes, and it really is 15 because the javelin was going long, and everybody likes to throw the jav at these invitationals. Yeah. So that's usually the longest one. And so then, you got different teams stacked up, and then we have signs, and we've been working with the city to block off the south side of 12th Street, and we had 17 signs, and I don't know, I probably need to go back and visit with them, because there wasn't a sign there, they parked there. And even though there was between the two signs, it's kind of the idea of nobody should park there. So maybe we have to have one for every single parking spot. I don't know. We're going to have to go back and revisit that.
I thought
that.
You were going to tell me somebody ripped off the signs.
They didn't do that. I mean, it's, that could happen. They're on, don't give people ideas, John. but, it's the day before we put them out, and it's 48 hours that we try to block the street off. And we had the, crosstown meet. We didn't use them, but the next one, which will be Archie Row, we will be using them. And that Saturday, it's just tough because there'll be a lot of traffic on that 12th Street, and we can only go to the north side, and that is what it is. We'll make it work. And as the city's been very helpful in trying to help it make it work, it's just a challenge. There's a lot of people coming in and out. So anyway, that's just a heads up. If you're coming to Archie Row, you have to park on the north side. You can park on that one parking lot on 17th Avenue, but you have to still walk all the way around to the north side. Archie Rose on a Saturday, so I'd invite people to park, where the county buildings are at. That'd be a great place for them to park because they can just walk on some sidewalks there on the north side. Other than that, you might as well park at Flathead and walk down and get a little exercise, because that half-mile walk might be about as close as you're going to get.
Wow. Well, we have enough room at Flathead for everybody.
Yeah, we will for that day because we don't have school.
Oh, okay, sure.
But that the time trials we had during school, so that wasn't an option for anybody to park there. And so it gets busy. It's, definitely well worth it. And we've got some new timing systems we've been trying to work out and new bugs working out. And we're doing it all live, John. That's the actually fun part, too, is we're doing it on phones or on iPads, and we're doing it live on the web. As soon as the event's made complete, it posts it to the web.
Terrific.
So that's yeah, that's the, you know, my one learning curve from my last year is how to get that all to work. So it's been good. It's been good.
Have you made progress on the PACE program?
Yeah. So, you know, we're still actually, so our PACE, really our vice principal that's in charge of that, he's down in Arizona this week visiting a school that's kind of an academy school. Mm-hmm. We are continually recruiting in that, and I think we'll have our 50-plus kids in there once they kind of, you know, figure out what it looks like and all those things. It's still, you know, still just a work in progress. I don't think we've gotten the number from OPI yet, so I don't know if we can really schedule people into it yet, but we're working on it. I've got a launch team, actually. It's really... I've got a team, and we're going to go from the PACE Academy. We're taking the team. I'm going to take a team from the PACE Academy, and we're going to go look at a school in Cedar City, Utah, that's called Launch. And so they have their core classes as well, a part of their curriculum. So we're going to go down there and view that and see how do they do it. I've got all of our curricular areas going down there, English, social studies, science. And we're gonna go down and we're gonna go see that and see how they do it.
All right.
So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. Yeah. And you know, the more you're exposed to how other people are doing it, gives you ideas of how we can do it. And you know, I think, you know, we have some innovative people, and I think we'll do well at it.
How is ours going to be different than some of these others?
Yeah, I mean, I think like the Launch Academy. So what you're seeing across the country in some of these places is, you know, at the high school level here in the Valley, you know, in even let's go to the Kalispell, our challenge is the two high schools are getting so they're getting overcrowded. Mm-hmm. We're getting to that point again where, well, you might have to build a third high school. Well, what they're doing is they're building these academies that aren't full schools. They're not, you're not going to get all of the things that you would get at a Flathead or Glacier. But you have the ability to do core activities and then internships, and then your electives still might be at your home school, or your sports programs would be at your home school. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of it's much cheaper. Obviously, you don't have to build a gymnasium. You don't have to do some of those things that, you know, those classes are the ones that are expensive. So you can go ahead and do your core things at one of these kind of a trade school, if you will. And some of them have that, and then they do these internships a little bit more. So it's driven more by the CTE type classes, mm-hmm. the construction technology education classes. And so that's what they're driven towards, a little bit more on that. And it's not the comprehensive high school. So it's a cheaper way for schools to build capacity, because like in the Flathead Valley, we're probably going to at some point going to need a third school, and but it might be one that's just in, like I'm talking about, where it doesn't have sports. You'd still go to your home school for sports if you still want to mm-hmm. be a part of those yeah. activities.
Mm. Oh yeah, third high school.
Do we
nobody else in the state has a third high school, do they?
Billings and Missoula. Missoula's got the Big Sky, Hellgate.
That's right. They got
Sentinel.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we're at 3,000. We, you know, since I've been here, I don't think we've really ever decreased at the high school level, and you're still seeing an increase, especially all of our partner schools outside of Kalispell proper mm-hmm. are growing.
Yeah.
And so they're still sending us those kids. And so that's, the numbers are really, they're continually increasing. And you know, that we've had some people budget, or, you know, the number crunchers that can project growth, and they're giving us huge numbers, and we're going to take 50% of that. We can't get our heads wrapped around, it can't be that big, but it's still growing. And
well, they're having a huge growth spurt now out at West Valley School, and those guys are going right into Glacier.
Right.
All
of
them.
Yeah. And so Glacier is actually percentage wise mm-hmm. fuller than Flathead is. We have a bigger capacity than Glacier has without building anything onto either one of them. Mm-hmm. Our capacity is bigger. So, I mean, we're looking at, well, will we have to shift boundaries again to funnel people to Flathead, because we need the capacity that Flathead has, because we have a bigger school.
Mm-hmm. And then they're talking about that big division down in Summers.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no stoppage.
That's 250 homes.
I'm struggling with the magnitude of what we have growing here. You know, you look at the silos apartments,
right?
And those are starting to fill in. People are starting to move into those, and that's a lot of folks
and
that are.
Those are all Flathead.
That's Flathead.
Something to that Tostitos statement. Eat all you want. We'll make more.
Man.
So anyway, I appreciate it, guys. I think that's probably my time for today. But good discussion, and thanks for the questions.
You betcha. Bryce Wilson, our vice principal, and not vice president.
Yeah.
We've already. And soon, what will be your new title?
So I'll be the work-based learning director.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
So,
okay. Well, we'll get in a few more conversations.
We will.
All right. Good enough.